many Canadians have, I mean, really, let's face it, we have little contact with Canada's First Nations, and really most of us by far know nothing about life on reserves. Most of us are unaware of how different the living conditions can be here in within this country. Graham Schoenfeld, a young man who wanted to cross that barrier, and that's why he decided to volunteer on one of Canada's Aboriginal reserves. Now, he spent last summer on the First Nation Reserve in Gull Bay. That's about 200 kilometers from Thunder Bay in northern Ontario. And from that experience, he made a documentary called Life on the Reserve. And here's a bit of a montage from that film.
My name is Graham Schoenfeld. I had the opportunity to volunteer in Kiyashke Zaging Anishinaabe, Gull Bay.
I think Gull Bay is probably one of the most beautiful places.
Well, right now we're under a boil water advisory, and I believe we have been for over a year.
The government has to step up to the plate and ensure like the same like equality across the board for all Canadians, that we can all, I mean, it's water. We can't drink our own water.
Canada is prides itself on foreign aid, prides itself on international development, but yet in our own backyard we have First Nation communities that are under boil water advisories.
I don't drink the water. I don't trust it. I don't want it.
It's unfortunate. It's a real shame on Canada.
You have to go to school. You have to become educated. If you don't have your education, you're not going to go anywhere.
We just basically have a primary school system here that goes up to grade 8. We do have a small enrollment right now, and I'd like to see that enrollment go up. We're using two old trailers right now, and that was supposed to be replaced in the early 90s. And I'd definitely like to see a new school built in this community. It's definitely needed.
The biggest issue that you see in the community?
Basically, it's like family hating family from their last names, or like what happened before and stuff like that, because it goes on to us. And
for Native communities or Native people themselves, we're kind of falling through the cracks. We don't have enough economic base on reservations to do anything to develop our skills and our education other than to move and forget about identity and our roots as Native people. The only thing I could hope for is families deal with their drug problem and start training themselves a spiritual foundation so they can understand what's happening.
You know, you see a lot of really positive things happening in the community. The health center, for one, is great. It's awesome.
I believe we are moving forward in our community with social development and economic development.
And that was a bit of a montage from Graham Schoenfeld's new documentary called Life on the Reserve. And with more on this experience, Graham Schoenfeld joined Gilda Salamone last week from our studio in Toronto, and here's their conversation.
Graham Schoenfeld, welcome to The Link.
Hello, it's great to be here.
So Graham, tell us, how did you decide to volunteer on a First Nations reserve?
Well, I started volunteering overseas when I was 15, when I went to Kenya with Free the Children. And one of the lessons that I learned over there was that you have to bring what you learn over there back home. And after traveling overseas a couple more times, I really decided to take that challenge on, and I wanted to volunteer in Canada. And I thought about, you know, what about a First Nation reserve? And it was sort of like getting up there was a very tedious process, but
what do you mean by that tedious process?
Well, by tedious process, I mean that Google couldn't help me. When I typed in, you know, volunteer First Nation or volunteer, you know, within Canada, it was very, very difficult to find an organization. And all in all, there were only really like two or three only went up to reserves for a week at a time. And I wanted to go up for 2 months. And so how I ended up getting up to the reserve was asking the member of parliament that I was volunteering for, Bruce Heyer, if I could go. And he gave me the email of the chief, and I sort of worked out all the logistics and ended up at Gull Bay.
All right, so tell us more about Gull Bay.
It's a small community of 300 on-reserve members. It's located 200 kilometers north on the shores of Lake Nipigon. It was an absolutely beautiful place. Like, when I first went up there, what really shocked me, or, you know, was just eye-opening, was how beautiful the nature and the scenery was.
You mentioned the beauty of the nature. I'm curious about the people. How are they doing there?
The people that I met that wanted me up there were very welcoming, and I definitely got a good feeling of community from, you know, a number of the people. What really surprised me after staying up there for, you know, after a month or so, I started to realize how caring and how funny these people are. Really, really funny. It's marvelous. But and also how intelligent they are. And it was really, really inspiring to see.
How many people live on this reserve?
There are 300 on-reserve members and 1,200 off-reserve members. Something that I definitely noticed was that there was a lack of people aged like 15 to 20 on the reserve. That's mostly because there's not a high school in Gull Bay. So if when they get past grade 8, they have to go down to Thunder Bay to continue their education.
So tell us something, Graham. You were there to do volunteer work. What did you help them with on the reserve?
I was mostly doing sort of administration stuff in the band office, and then at around 3 o'clock, I would go and hang out with the students, the kids in the school, and you know, mostly I would try to like teach them a new sport, like ultimate frisbee, but I would also end up playing like soccer and jackpot and baseball and sort of like fun stuff like that. And they would also take me sort of on like little tours of their community, showing me their favorite spots and things like that.
So, Graham, you made a documentary about this experience, and in your film, a non-Aboriginal teacher who's teaching on the, we should say the name is Kiashke Zagin Anishinaabek Reserve,
yes,
which is the Gull Bay Reserve. He mentions in the film that he had experienced racial hostility, and you were the first student volunteer in Gull Bay. I'm wondering, how was your relationship with the people on the reserve? How did they perceive you?
I think something that I had to be aware of that, and a lot of people should be aware of, is that like because of the history that they have been treated, Aboriginals in this country have been treated, they're very wary of non-Aboriginals entering the community, because they a lot of the elders in the community sort of have the notion that we're there to exploit them. And that was something tricky for me, because I really just wanted to help out in any way that I could. It's sort of something that we're constantly going to be dealing with, but the only way to change it is to have more non-Aboriginal people going up there and showing them in a positive light. My relationship with the community was really good. I made actually some really, really good friends up there. A lot of the people that wanted to see the community move forward and were slightly more just open-minded, I got along with them really, really well. And like, I would have dinner with them. I would go fishing with them. I was welcome into their community.
I'm also curious about the issues they are facing and
they
have to deal with. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
For sure. There are a number of issues, serious issues that's affecting Gull Bay. One of them is that they're under a boiled water advisory. Their education system, it's not the best. It's improving. It's improving in the last few years. But, you know, it only goes up to grade 8, so there's no high school. So the kids have to leave the reserve in order to go to high school. There's a big problem with prescription drugs on the community. Half the reserve is on welfare. But among those problems, and I do document those in the documentary, I also really try to focus on the community aspects, the development aspects, and the hope aspect in the community.
Talking about hope, you decided to make a documentary to show to people what's going on there and also what you were there for. And I think you've been organizing the showing of this film by yourself at different venues. I believe so far it has been shown in Ottawa. Could you tell us what the response has been? What kind of questions people ask you?
It's a very good response. Like, honest, I've been very happy and very like excited at how people have responded to seeing the film. A lot of Aboriginals come up to me and say, like, you know, you did a really good job of showing the true aspects of what living on a reserve is like, you know, good for you. And then the non-Aboriginals are always really surprised. They're always really surprised about the water issue, and they're shocked about the education issue.
Okay, briefly, Graham, could you tell me about your experience as a young man? What would you say to Canadian students in terms of volunteering in Aboriginal communities?
Yeah, I am only 19, and it was very difficult, but it was a very worthwhile experience. And I know that a lot of people, especially youth in Canada, are very interested in volunteering, and they want to help out. You know, like, trips are selling out when they go overseas. And I would just encourage Canadian students to look more in their own backyard to realize that there is, you know, there are places that are in need of some assistance, a sort of like a step up, and that there are things that you can do to help.
Where can people see the documentary?
They can go on the website www.lifeonthereserve.ca, and they can order the DVD, and also on the website I will be updating it on any sort of showings that I will be having.
Okay, last question. You have to answer with a yes or a no. Do you plan to go back and to be further involved in one way or another with this reserve or another reserve in Canada?
Yes.
Yes, so that's a good answer. Graham Schonfield, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you very much. Chimigwech. It means thank you in Ojibwe.
Thank you so much.
And that was Gilda Solomone speaking with Graham Schonfield, and he is a student at Carleton University and the director of Life on the Reserve, and that is a documentary about a First Nations reserve. It's called Kaishkezaging Anishinaabe, or Gull Bay, and that is north of Thunder Bay in northern Ontario. And if you'd like to know a bit more about it, we'll have a link on our website to his, and our website, of course, is RCI.net/English.